pretty safe to say you guys are having a good time here in New Orleans. What's it been like so far for you guys?
Oh man, it's just been amazing. Just to have the opportunity to go to the Shamrock Cafe last night, it was real fun. You know, playing all the arcade games with all my teammates has just been a blast, and we're really enjoying ourselves right now.
Coach Holtz was saying, you know, events like that, and then yesterday practicing in the Saints facility, there's a lot of auxiliary things happening with this bowl game. You look up and you see the Vince Lombardi trophy. It's got to be pretty cool. But at the same time, he said, with everything going on, you guys have still been able to, okay, let's work, let's focus. How strong have you guys been in being able to block out the noise when there's so much of it for a bowl game?
Well, you know, we really stressed after we found out who we were playing last weekend. We just really stressed that we wanted to come in this week focused, and we knew that we were going to have a lot of distractions. That's why we made sure that we did a lot of our heavy work workload at Tech. But then we knew this was going to be a time for leisure. But we still tried to just stay focused the whole time. And I think Coach Holtz and the coaches have done a great job of keeping us focused the entire time so far.
How much does that speak to the maturity of your team, especially having so many seniors?
You know, it just shows, you know, we have a strong class, and we have great leaders like Jeff Driscoll and Kenneth Dixon, and when they talk, they speak volumes. So it just shows how strong of a class we have this year.
The Arkansas State defense, very good at forcing turnovers, and obviously, as we've talked about, last game for you guys was a little difficult with turnovers. How much does it become, like, obviously, you know, that's what the defense is going for. How much does it become for you guys focusing on the little things? Because one pass here, one throw there, that can be what causes the turnover. How important is that for you guys?
Well, yeah, we know we just have to just control the ball, man, and just do what we've been doing all year. We know the coaches are going to put us in the right position to succeed every time. We just got to go out there and execute. And, you know, we also studied that Arkansas State's defense is very, very good, and we just know that we're just going to have to, you know, take the short things here and there, you know what I'm saying, and just keep pressing to try and score at the end.
There's been a lot of talk, obviously, about Arkansas State's offense, but you know, their defense as well. What are some of the things that you've seen? Obviously, they're opportunistic in the secondary, but how do you approach that as a wide receiver?
Well, you know, you approach it like you do every week. We really look at the defense, and we see that they have a really strong front seven, but that secondary is it's been great all year. We know we just got to try and just take what they give us. You know, they give us something in the run game, we take it, and if they give us something in the pass game, we do it as well. But, you know, we just got to continue to just go out there and execute the game plan that the coaches established for us, and we know that if we do that, we can have great success.
Has it hit you yet that this will be your last game?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, is that something that, you know, when you think about it, is it something that you put in perspective, or is that wait until after the game when you really start to think about your career?
Well, you know, I really haven't really thought anything about my career thus far. I just know I have one more game in my belt, and it's another opportunity to go out there and play with my brothers behind me. And I'm just going to go out there and I've just been cherishing this time and going to cherish this last game on the field with them.
What's it like playing on a team this veteran where you have that many guys that have this much experience?
Yeah,
a little bit of a background.
I thought it was going to fall.
Playing with a veteran team like this and a bunch of guys that this will be the last game for y'all. And, I mean, what's that leadership like in
Locker? You know, it's just been great. Like I said earlier, you know, having great leaders like Jeff and Kirby Weekson, and, you know what I'm saying, and guys like that, you know, it just speaks volumes, like I said, to the leadership on this team. And just know that having that opportunity to play with these guys who mean so much to you one last time is just a moment that we're going to cherish forever.